I live eternally perfect. I live eternally perfect. To live eternally perfect means my every thought is eternally perfect. To live eternally perfect means that my every attitude about myself, about my world, about what's going on in life is eternally perfect. This only means that it's that way now and forever. I live eternally perfect. And living eternally perfect means that every thought about me is eternally perfect. I live eternally perfect, that means every action I have is eternally perfect. Living eternally perfect means that no matter what I do, no matter where I am, no matter how I am, my attitude is always on the idea that I have a perfect body. Now, what are some of the things I can do to have a perfect body? What are some of the things I can do to live in an ideally perfect body? Well, number one, the simplest thing that I can do is just to stick out my chest, lift up my chin, shoulders back, feel fantastic, say, I live in my eternally perfect body, and then begin to feel that way. And look around me. Yes, look around me. Don't look at the ground all the time. Most of the time we walk along, we look at the ground. But look around. Look at the hills. Look at the mountains. Look at the trees. Look at the branches. Look at the bushes. Look at the flowers. Everywhere we go. Ellen says, did you walk by my house the other day? And did you go around my yard a little bit? And did you see all the beautiful white flowers in my yard? Did you see all the beautiful white flowers? I live perfectly. That's the way to live. That's the way to live. And that's the way to see. To see Ellen's beautiful flowers. To see all the things that are glorious to her in her eyes. And my eyes too. And no matter where I look, it's glorious. Today is Thanksgiving Day. And what a wonderful day that is. We'll have a glorious meal today. We'll have a happy meal. Everywhere I went in town, everywhere I went in town yesterday, people would always say to me, have a good Thanksgiving. What are you having for Thanksgiving dinner? What are you planning for yourself? Always interested in something. It's a conversation piece. And it's a conversation piece of a very positive nature. And you and I always have conversation pieces of a very high nature. Now, what sort of conversation piece do you have? What sort of attitude do you have about your life and about your world and about you? What sort of attitude do you have? Now think about it. Your attitude is only what you choose it to be. And what you choose it to be every moment is what you choose it to be every moment. Now, is your attitude one of saying, I live in my ideal body, my perfect body? Do I say that? Do I look at my toes and say, hey, they're beautifully formed, beautifully shaped, wonderful? Yes. And you look at your fingers, say, wow, what lovely fingers. What beautiful, dexterous fingers. I can do so many things, and it's wonderful. And look at your face. And that's a normal, nice face. Not special, not more wonderful than this or less wonderful than that, just a good face. And it's a good face, but the face means nothing. It's the attitude behind it that means everything. And when I see people, I know exactly what they're thinking. I know exactly how they're acting. I know exactly what's going on in their mind, in their hearts, in their soul, in their life, because it shows out all over them. It shows out all over them and in every aspect of their being. Whatever these people are thinking or doing or saying, it shines out their face. Now, they don't need to be movie stars. They don't need to be handsome as the devil. But the thing is, they do shine out the love, the joy, the peace, the harmony, the perfection that they are from within. And so, if we can start today saying, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my perfect body. I live in my wonderful body. If we can start saying that today in every single way about ourselves, you know what happens to us? That's exactly what we experience. I like me, I like me, I like me. And what happens? Our body says, oh, I like me. And the breeze comes along as we're walking here, and it says, I like you too. I like to surround you with all of my love. That's what the breeze says to me. The breeze says, you're a nice guy. You're a wonderful person. You're a beautiful person. You're fantastic. I love you, love you, love you. That's what the breeze says to me. What does the breeze say to you? What does the world say to you? What does life say to you? Does it say to you, this is a fabulous day? This is a fabulous life that we're living in? This is a fabulous world? Is that what the world says to you? It should, because that's the truth. That's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And how wonderful that is. Yes, I live in a perfect body. I live in a perfect life. And it's perfect because I say that, because I look at that, and because I see that. That's what shines out of me. That's what shines out of me. And what shines out of you? The same thing? Does love and peace and harmony and goodness shine out of you? Does everything that's glorious about life, does it shine out of you? If you have a little click in your neck or in your leg or wherever, do you immediately say, oh, goodness, it's a hurt. That's going to be something terrible. No. You feel it and you say, I have an ideal body. I have a perfect body. My body is wonderful. And then that little click goes away. We give our attention only to our perfect body. And our perfect body responds by being our perfect body. Everything it is, we are. Now, we talked about being movie stars, and we talked about being actors and things like that. And so, now, if an actor is pretending that they have a pain in their neck, they have to pretend that they have a pain in their neck. They have to sort of feel that pain. And they have to sort of transmit that pain to the outer world to let the world know that they feel that they have that pain and that this is what the world should be responding to them and working with them on, that pain in their neck. No. If a movie actor said, no, it's in your toe, not your neck. And they instantly have to change where that pain is from their neck to their toe. So they put their attention to their toe. Their toe. That's where their pain is, in their toe. And what about feeling good? Oh, I feel so good. I just wash my body with my good thoughts. I wash my body with my beautiful ideas that this is a wonderful world and I live in it. This is a fantastic world and I live in it. I live in this beautiful, fabulous, wonderful world. I have this glorious breeze sort of circling around me, cuddling me, snuggling me, holding me tight, saying, Herb, you're wonderful, you're wonderful. Hey, I can have the breeze say anything I want, and the breeze will say that. I can have life say anything I want, and life will say that to me. I can say that my body is fabulous. I live in this perfect body, and my body will say, oh, good. All right, just had a clue in on what it is you want to feel, what it is you want to think, what it is you want to be, and then be it. This is the life that we are. This is the joy that we are. This is the happiness that we are. This is the goodness that we are. This is all that we are. For we are perfect in every way. We are the delight of the world. Whatever we shine out from within our body is what we are. And it's not a matter that the body has ache or pain or has a good feeling. It's that our mind has a good feeling. Our mind projects outwardly an ache or a pain or a good feeling. And so, for goodness sakes, if we're going to broadcast that, We might as well broadcast wholeness. We might as well broadcast a body that's happy and joyous and wonderful. And we make that from the inside. We create that, like making the Thanksgiving dinner. We want to make it as good as we can, beautiful as we can, with all the lovely extra little things that makes the Thanksgiving time so special for sharing, so special for sitting down with family and friends and saying, I love you, I love you, I love you. And the food says, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, it's so good, it's so delicious. And this is what we say about our body. We say to our body, you are ideal, you are wonderful, you are perfect, you are good, you're a fantastic body, you're a marvelous body. Oh, chest out, shoulders back, chin up, remember that chin up there? And look at the world, don't look at the ground, look at the world, look around. Oh, you can look at the ground all you want to, but not steady. Look at the world. Check what's going on around you. Check what life is all about. Check all the exciting things that are going on. This is Thanksgiving today, a day of happiness, a day of saying thanks for everything. And knowing that whether you have a hamburger or whether you have a turkey, it doesn't make any difference. All that matters is that you give thanks. You give thanks for your choosing to live a happy life, choosing to have a happy dinner, choosing to be in happy fellowship at all times with all the people in your world and with all the circumstances in your world, choosing choice, choice, choice. What is my attitude about myself? What is my attitude about my world? What is my attitude about life? What is my attitude? My attitude is, I like me, I like me, I like me. All is in divine order. I like me, I like me, I like me. All is perfect now. I like me, I like me, I like me. This is all that matters. This is all that ever will matter. So as you celebrate your Thanksgiving today, and as you recognize that there is so much to be thankful for in this world, that you gave to yourself, remember that. You're thankful for the life that you gave to yourself. You chose to be born on this planet Earth. You chose to be born in this body. And if this body is great, super, that's what it is. If the body appears not to be too great, then time to do a little work. Do a little polishing. Say how wonderful your body is. Tell your body what a grand and glorious thing it is. Talk to your body. Your body loves to hear you. Take your hands and caress your body. As you would caress the turkey as you eat it, as you caress the hamburger as you eat it, whatever it may be that you're having at your Thanksgiving day. But remember, the fellowship you have with yourself is the most glorious, wonderful fellowship you could ever have. And that's really the thankfulness, because you're a good creator. You're a very good creator. And you know exactly how to create all things beautiful and wonderful. Rex is standing here with his nose up in the air saying, there's been some critters walking around our property here, and I want to see where they are. Go say hello to them. Tell them how wonderful they are. Tell them that they're welcome here. Tell them that this is an animal preserve, a people preserve. This is a place where love, joy, happiness, harmony, goodness reign supreme. Today, give thanks. Your body is a body where happiness, joy, harmony, and awe reign supreme. Because that's the attitude you have about yourself. And that's the attitude I have about myself. Happy Thanksgiving, my beloveds. Happy Thanksgiving eternally now.